three runs. And they do it with the aid of three base hits. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Poinette leads it 5-1 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it's time for new windows, look no further than the team at All American Do It Center. Anderson 400 Series are the clad wood windows more contractors trust for their own homes. Contractors love them because they're easy to install and are time-tested and are the windows with fewer installation callbacks. Homeowners love their superior design with styles that bring their unique vision to life. Explore the beauty of Anderson windows today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Savannah Russell, Abigail Williams, and Carly Meaden will bat for Richland Center. The 8-9 and 1 batters in the last of the fifth inning here today against Cassidy McCaffrey. Her team has now taken her a 4-run lead. Total of 5 runs and a total of 7 base hits for Poinette. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Savannah. Nothing in 1. 1 run, 2 hits for Richland Center, trying to put something together here. Savannah steps back out. She's got to make some plays on defense. Nothing in 1, squares to bunt, and missed it. It'll go as a strike. Nothing in 2. She is back and chokes up on the bat. 0-2 pitch from McCaffrey, and here it is, swung on and missed. There is one away. McCaffrey with 7 strikeouts, and Abigail Williams will be the batter. She walked last time for the Hornets. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Poinette. The pitch, that one is high. 1 ball and no strikes. RC trying to get it back to the top of the order here. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. So a ball and a strike. Williams with a practice cut and is ready. McCaffrey with the pitch, swing and a miss. 2 strikes now on the hitter. 1-2 to Abigail. Williams hitting up in the batter's box, and the 1-2 offering is taken for strike 3. McCaffrey gets 2 Ks in a row, and the batter will be Carly Meaden. Carly has walked and flown out. McCaffrey do the pitcher's rubber and set to roll. Here's the pitch. That is down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Back it goes to McCaffrey. Meaden moves up on the handles. And here comes the next pitch. Swung on, bounced slowly to shortstop. Gavinsky gloves, throws in time. Richland Center goes 1-2-3. And that will do it for 5 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left for the Hornets. We go to the 6th. Poinette leads it 5-1 in sectional championship softball from WRCO Sport.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bella Severson leads it off for Point Ed. It's the top of the sixth inning, and the Pumas leading 5-1 over the visiting Hornets. Fisher into the motion, and here comes the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Fisher has struck out a total of three batters. Here's the pitch. That one fouled back. One ball and one strike. Struck out two in the first and one in the second. And don't think she has, doesn't look like she has since that time. One ball and one strike. Back to work. And here's the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and a strike. Wanted outfield shaded a bit toward left field. When it can hit the ball pretty well. One through nine. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Severson calls time and now advances in. Two and two. Here comes the pitch. That one is low and inside. Full count now on the batter. Nice breeze coming across the diamond here today now. Flag in left field rustling a little bit. Payoff pitch. Here it is. Swung on and popped foul out of here. Boynette, pesky swingers up there. They're fouling off quite a few pitches today. 3-2 offering from Fisher. Again, payoff. Kyrie with the deal. That one swung on and fouled against the screen again. Picked up by McGlynn. Of home talent baseball again on Sunday, and the Cavs Reds taking on Black Earth. There is rain in the forecast for Sunday, though. Full count offering and a tie. She walked her. Severson heads to first base. And the batter will be Ayla Johnson. Johnson last time flew out to center field. That was the one they hit, taken away by Abigail Williams. She'll square at the ball high, throw back to first, not in time. Severson dives back in, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Batter steps out. Fisher ready. There's the pitch. Batter bunts it. First base side picked up. Now they'll throw to first, and they got her. Super play. J.C. Gander came all the way from third to field that on the first base line and then threw her out. The sacrifice is complete. Severson goes to second base. One away now. The batter, Tinsley Nelson, up for the fourth time today. The third time. Officially, she walked and scored back in the third. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Foul outside of third. Or strike one. Nothing in one. 5-1 ball game here in Poinette. Hornets four runs down. Trying to keep it that way. Here comes the pitch. That is taken for a ball. One ball and one strike. Gander coming in, shallow from third. And here's the pitch. That is a strike call. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Severson back to second base. 1-2 from Fisher coming up. And here it is. Swung on and bounced foul outside of first. They'll come back and do it again. Lots of fouled off pitches here today by this Poinette club. Making contact. Making the pitcher and the defense work. One ball, two strikes again. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced to first, and knocked down. They'll pick it up. Not in time at first. Runner coming around to third. Loss will throw his home. McGlynn with a tag, and they got her. Back it goes to the pitcher. The runner goes to second base. So nice job as they didn't get her at first. Darling wheeled, though, and threw. She had that sense that she knew that they were going to try to score. So Chloe throws to Maddie McGlynn, and she makes the play for out number two. A 3-2 put out on the play. Nelson goes to second base. Here's Addison Mackey. She has singled and laid down two sacrifices. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. Fisher with a pitch. She went around. It's a strike. Runner going to third. Throw there. Not in time. Kinsley Nelson steals third base. That was called a strike. Nothing in one. Want to try to focus on the batter. The 0-1 offering, the pitch, is taken for a strike. Strike two. Nothing in two to the hitter. This huge crowd ready to erupt. Here's the pitch, ripped towards second. There's Rossell again. Savannah hauls it in for out number three. Line drive to the second base area, and that's the third out. No runs. No hits. There was a Hornet error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Poinette leads it 5-1 over the Hornets in WIAA sectional championship softball from WRCO Sports.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Leading off for the Hornets in the bottom of the sixth inning, Chloe Darling. She'll be followed by Kyrie Fisher and J.C. Gander. 2, 3, and 4 batters. It's getting late here in Poinette. 5-1. Puma's in the lead. McCaffrey back to work. Here's the pitch, and that is down low. 1-0. Darling today looking for her first hit. Here comes the next pitch. That one outside. 2. Hornets down by 4, any old way to get some base runners on, get one through or an error or whatever. Hornets putting them in play a little bit. 2-0 pitch, strike call. The upper part of the zone. And it is 2-1 now to the hitter. Here's the pitch, swing and a foul down the line, strike 2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes on the batter. Chloe Darling steps back. Ready to roll again. Here's McCaffrey into the motion. The pitch swung on, fouled against the screen. Looks like the Ithaca softball team has opened it up a little bit against Catholic Central. It is 8-3 Ithaca. Bulldogs doing well. 2-2 offering from McCaffrey. That one bounced on the ground to second. Picked up there by Mackey, and the throw in time. Darling grounds out. The batter will be Kyrie Fisher. Fisher has hit into a double play and walked and scored. Time is called now as the Pumas will have a meeting on the infield. What a way in the sixth inning. Stay tuned for the Duncan Rewards play of the game and our Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Then we'll go right to rebroadcast or time-shifted game, appearing live on WRCO Facebook. But we'll be sharing that game with you on our airwaves at WRCO as well tonight. Unfortunate that both teams play at the same time. We were hoping somebody would move to 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon, but that didn't happen. Here comes Fisher. There's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and no strikes to Kyrie. Fisher stepping back in, trying to help her cause. The 1-0 offering, the pitch is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Here comes the windup, and the pitch bounced foul outside of first for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Coaching staff here for the Hornets haven't had a lot to do lately. They like to test their rotator cuffs. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. McCaffrey just missed, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, bounced slowly to second. Mackey bobbles, now picks and throws, and they got her. Two up, two down. 2-4-3 putouts, and the Hornets with two away will send J.C. Gander to the plate. She has been a strikeout victim, and she has laid down a sacrifice. Certainly helped that runner score in the fourth by sacrificing the runner to second base. Here's the pitch, bounce towards second. Again, well played by Mackey, and she throws her out. She is playing kind of almost in a shift in the gap between second and first, and throws out J.C. Gander for the out. The Hornets go 1-2-3. They've been retired 7 in a row, dating back to the fourth inning. We go to the seventh. Boynette leads it 5-1 in WIAA Tournament Softball from WRCO Sports.
Bragg County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Leading off in the seventh for Boynette is Grace Gavinsky, and she takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. She has walked, doubled in a run, and flown out to left field. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Count goes to one ball and one strike from Fisher. Infield drawn in a bit. Here's Fisher's next pitch. That one is outside for ball two. 2-1 to the hitter. Here's the next pitch. That one is going to be taken for a strike, and a nice one from Fisher. Infield backing up a step or two. Nobody out. 2-2 offering high and outside. Full count now. Three balls and two strikes to the hitter. Fisher using the rosin bag. She's had a lot of 3-2 pitches today. Coming up, there's the deal. Swung on, bounce to Rossell. Savannah picks it up, throws her out. One up, one down in the seventh inning. Cassidy McCaffrey will be the batter. She has struck out, popped out, and walked and scored for Poinette. So here's McCaffrey. Fisher into the motion. There's the pitch, and that one is outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Outfield drawn a little bit toward left field. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly toward third. Cut off by Gander. The throw got her. Nice play by J.C. Gander over at third, taking it to Chloe Darling at first base. The batter will be Emma Gavinsky. She has popped out a couple of times and singled to knock in a run, and she has scored. So she'll make her way in here. We're at the top of the seventh. Boynette leads it by four. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. Gander again. Throws across the diamond. Nice dig by Chloe Darling for out number three, and that'll do it. Good defense by RC in the seventh, and Poinette goes 1-2-3 for the first time today. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. 5-1 ball game score. Hornets got to try to come back and score at least four in the seventh. You're listening to Sectional Championship Softball from WRCO Sports.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
In the bottom of the seventh inning, Maddie McGlynn will lead it off, followed by Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Sheff. 5-1 Poinette. Hornets down to their final three outs here. McCaffrey and company in the infield circle and now heading back to their position. Maddie McGlynn will lead it off for the Hornets here in the bottom of the seventh inning. McCaffrey ready. There's the pitch, and it's outside. One ball and no strikes. McCaffrey moves back to the center of the circle, toes the rubber, and here comes the pitch, fouled against the screen for strike one. One ball and one strike. McCaffrey has pitched well. Hornets grounded out three times to the second base person last inning. 1-1 offering, here's the pitch, popped over the pitcher's head. She'll let it bounce. It bounces all the way, foul on the third base line. So it'll be strike two on McGlynn. One ball and two strikes. Maddie gets the bat back and stands in. McCaffrey is set. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes to McGlynn. McCaffrey working on the batter. Here comes the pitch. Inside, it almost hit her. Ball three. Hornets need base runners here in the seventh inning. Full count. McCaffrey set to work. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul, and it's still a lifetime for Maddie McGlynn. Hornets seniors trying to dig deep here and try to get something going. In the seventh, the Hornets have had a couple of hits. They've had three runners stranded. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air. This one might be playable. First base side, and it is caught by Addison Mackey, coming all the way from second base, catching that on the right field foul line. So there is one away. And the batter will be Ebony McCorkle. She has the Hornets' only RBI in the game with a single back in the fourth inning. McCaffrey ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Fouled against the screen for strike one. Nothing in one. 5-1 Poinette leading. Bottom of the seventh. McCorkle, designated player for Jamie Gander and company. Not changed the lineup a lot over the last few weeks. 0-1 offering, swing and a miss, strike two. McCaffrey, one out away from getting it down to one out to go, and right now, target is set up outside. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. Two away, nine strikeouts for Cassidy McCaffrey. And it's up to Reagan Shep. She has one of the two Hornet hits today. single leading off the third inning. Infield drawn in, two away in the seventh. There's the pitch, fouled against the screen, strike one. Well, the girls not afraid to get up there and take their cuts. Nothing in one to the batter. Shep moves up in the batter's box. Here's the 0-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. McCaffrey got it by with a nice pitch. Cassidy is a senior. Stepping up here in a big moment. Nothing in two. Margaret set up outside. The pitch to Shep. She went halfway. They appeal it. And the umpire says no. So it's one ball and two strikes to Reagan Shep. Reagan will step back in. McCaffrey ready with a 1-2 offering, and there it is. Swung on, bounce to the pitcher. She'll pick it up, throw to first in time, and this one belongs to Poinette. Reagan Shep grounds out 1-3, and the season comes to an end for the Richland Center Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Seven full innings. Poinette wins it 5-1 in WIAA sectional final action. Some tears from the Hornets as they head to shake hands with the Pumas. Coming up, the Duncan Rewards play of the game, and we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Poinette leading the way here today, getting out to a 1-0 lead in this ball game, and then up to a 2-0 lead with single runs in the third and fourth before the Hornets scored in the bottom of the fourth. And in that inning, then, a big hit, a double by Carly Rivette. She scored, and that turned out to be the winning run here today for the Poinette Pumas as they get the victory. RBI from Maggie Steinhorst as well. They had a big three-run fifth inning. So we'll go with the fifth inning as the turning point in the game. Three runs and three hits, and that broke it open, and Poinette gets the victory. There's going to be an award ceremony here today. And the runner-up Hornets will get their award and plaque from the Poinette Athletic Director and company here today. And Melissa Painter, who is the Athletic Director, making her way out here to help present the awards. And the Hornets coming this way to get their sectional runner-up trophies and or medals. So here they come through the line, and the PA announcer going to make an announcement on the Hornets. Congratulations on a great season. They finish at 16-9 this year. Poinette improves to 24-2. So they're going to go through the lineup of the Hornets and award their trophy, their awards. I don't think there is a plaque, I guess, for a runner-up at the sectional, but there is a sectional final plaque. I saw it here. It was in the booth with me for a while tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody at Poinette. They are so nice here. They've just been very, very nice to have radio. I think they appreciate radio, and I still appreciate when schools do that. Not all of them act that nice as Poinette has, and they were grand to us here today. So thank you. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show is coming up. We'll recap that, and then we're going to go to redo of the softball game still going on between Ithaca and Catholic Columbus Classic, and that's going to be coming your way tonight on a delayed basis. Sounds like things have been going well for the Bulldogs. We'll be back with more in a moment from Poinette on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Point Ed continues to get their awards, their individual awards, and then their sectional plaque will be handed out in just a moment. Winning pitcher is Cassidy McCaffrey. She strikes out 9, goes the distance, walks 3 in the game here tonight, and gives up a couple of base hits. She pitched well and very consistently here tonight. For Poinette, leading the way, and at the plate, Tinsley Nelson has 2 RBI, 2 for 3 for Maggie Steinhorst, a double for Grace Kavinsky, and for Carly Rivette, and an RBI for Bella Severson. For Richland Center, the lone run came in the 4th inning. Kyrie Fisher walked, and then her runner, Ella Clements, wound up scoring after J.C. Gander sacrificed her to second, eventually scored on a single by Ebony McCorkle, and that was the only run for the Hornets. McCorkle and Reagan Shep both with the hit tonight, and that's it. No one else had a hit for Richland Center. And in fact, McCaffrey and company retired the last 10 batters that they faced in tonight's game. The line score, 4 Poinette, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 6 left on. And for Richland Center, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and 3 left on. Poinette celebrating its sectional trophy at home plate as they are awarded that. Congratulations to them and best of luck at state. For the Hornets, the high school softball careers come to a close for these seniors. Maddie McGlynn, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Savannah Russell. They will be missed. They have contributed a lot to the program. Tonight's final, 5-1 Poinette. Gets the victory. Sounds like things are going well for the Ithaca Bulldogs, and we'll have that play, that call from Hank Bray coming up next here as we replay the highlights on WRCL. Thanks to our engineer, Tim Feed, and everybody here in Poinette. 5-1, the Pumas over the Hornets in sectional championship softball. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. This is WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event.
happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
A featured contest between the Ithaca Bulldogs take on the Columbus Catholic Dons out of the Clover Belt Conference in the East Side. We had a pretty good infield from Ithaca and a pretty good infield from Columbus. Looking to advance to Goodman Diamond in Madison, Wisconsin next week to play in the state championships. Ithaca has won the toss, and they are the home team. And it looks like Casey Maxwell is on the hill for the Bulldogs. So today we're looking for a win for Ithaca. They're led by Ariana Lewis and Holly King. That's going to start the lineup along with J.C. Maxwell, Kelsey Coleman, Kaylee Newkirk, and Emma Hillaby. Batting first for the Columbus Catholic Dons is number 9. And that is Caitlin Haston. So we're set here for WIAA playoffs for the sectional final for the right to go to the University of Wisconsin and play on Goodman Field. And we are about set to go. And here we go. And the first pitch is delivered a ball. Just a little bit outside. Caitlin Kasperson at the plate for the Columbus Dons. That's going to be my first strike. One ball, one strike. So, if you don't know, Blair Taylor is about 2 hours and 16 minutes from me, and I've taken a lot of dirt roads to get up here. And the pitch. Hit right back to Casey Maxwell and to first. So one up, one down for the Bulldogs. All right, now batting number 14 for the Dons, that's Abby Wolichek. Short little thing, really small strike zone. And here's the pitch. It's going to be called strike. We've got three umpires here for the sectional final. So Ithaca crowd has moved in. They have moved in and they're not letting me go anywhere. The next pitch is going to be a fair ball. Ooh, that's no.
All right. Good job, Holly. Foul ball.
Very close.
All right, girls.
It's going to be no balls and two strikes here in the first. Maxwell looks to get a sign. Sign's given. Play is said, let's go. And the pitch. A little high. One ball, two strikes for Abby Wolichek. So today's game is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters all over Richmond Center, Will Priestup, and beyond. And the pitch is going to be a little high. It's going to be two balls, two strikes on Abby Wolichek. So if you hear people in the background, you know they're from Ithaca. So I'm sitting right in the middle of them. Phil Lee is up at point net, covering the Richland Center Hornets.
Nice
curl. That's going to be a curl. Wow. That's going to be two up and two down. Next at the plate is number 27. And if you can do that, I don't have a number. So my roster includes number 27 is Shelby Spada. And it's going to be a foul ball. Foul ball 0-1 here. Shelby Spada.
Huh? I've got one. Thank you.
Let's go, Jay.
And the pitch is going to be a bunt laid right down to Casey Maxwell to first base and an overthrow. And she's going to get two. They are, and ball comes to second and no play on it. Runner's going to advance to second base on a throwing error from J.C. Maxwell. Just, she had plenty of time. I just don't think that she knew it when she stood up. So, and that's how it goes. So, the next batter here is number 18, the pitcher, Kusha Yabor. That's going to be a strike. All right, we're looking for the next pitch. And ball inside. Two balls, no strike. I'm sorry, one ball, one strike.
Let's go, JC.
And the pitch. And the ball. Two balls and a strike.
Look good, JC. Come on now.
All right. Two balls and a strike. Casey. J.C. Maxwell looking to set, and here comes the pitch. And it's going to be a pitch to third base, and goes right, and they're going to score. Two balls in the strike, and she hits it.
So,
ball goes, gobbles right to third base, kind of makes a funny turn, hits the third baseman, and then goes, rolls into foul territory. Spatta scores. And Akusha is now at first base. Now batting for Columbus is number 3, Sienna Elder. And that's going to be short saddle, and that's going to be a base hit. So number 3 is a short center fielder. He's probably going to ask for a courtesy runner here for here and see what we're going to do. All right. Now we're getting that all set up. Yeah, we got a courtesy run for the pitcher, so that's what's going to happen here. Number 15 comes into the ballgame, Olivia Becerra for the runner. Now batting, number 12, Izzy Holtz. Runner at first and second. So, umpire calls time again to see what's going on here. Run at first and second. Now the pitch is coming. And it's going to be an offered bunt. And they got it. Oh, they got it. They got 15 for steam. We got time. Good ball from the catcher. Ariana Wilson, they picked her off. So for Columbus Catholic, they got one run on 3 hits, no errors, and 15 on 15 pitches. Next up for Ithaca is Lewis King and Maxwell. So we're headed to the bottom of number 1. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Bendel Tire. Did you know the transmission flush in the field should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bendel Tire Auto wants you to keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, or batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission, flush and fill, cabin filters, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm, call Trust Bendel Tire Service and Auto to be there for you. If you have any questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bendel's at 647-5851 today. That's 647-5851. And also brought to you by TC Auto Works. Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip, multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted, used local car dealership with quality cars, trucks, and sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works, service, sales, satisfaction. Now we're back in the bottom of two. Ariana Lewis is going to take the batter's box. All right, here. So the first pitch. Going to be a ball here. One ball, no strikes. Terry on this.
Nice work.
2-0 for Aaron. Ariana Lewis at bat, 2-0. And the pitch. And it's hit foul. Foul ball.
All right, Ari.
Down the third base side. And thanks to coach down there picking it up. Two balls and a strike. So, as we're making it here today, and a lift foul to the right side, right over my head. If Phil was here, probably hit it. So, 1-0, Columbus Catholic Dons over there at the Bulldogs. Just the start of the bottom of the first. Two balls, two strikes, and that's going to be a ball, it's going to be full count. Three balls, two strikes. Now, the pitching that I'm seeing from Columbus is they're just, it's not very fast. But it's been very effective. Good ball club. And so, a swing and a miss. Out number one.
Come on now.
All right, it's number 31, Holly King, now at the plate. This is, talked to her a little bit before the game. Very nice young lady. And the pitch. Going to be a ball. Yeah, I think the big thing now, the Bulldogs have to look for the patient at the plate. They have to look for the pitches that come in, not just swing at anything.
All right,
looks like it's a called strike on the outside corner. I'm sitting on the first baseline right next to the Bulldog dugout. Gorgeous day here. Sunshine, a little cloudy in the background, but it is gorgeous up here. And a hit, looks like it's going to be right to the center fielder, and that's going to be caught. So a fly ball to center field. That's going to bring up two outs for the Bulldogs. And now at the plate, J.C. Maxwell. She can help herself out here. And Kusa Yaburo on the mound. First pitch of the ball. A little low. So, but we do see Columbus on the bases. They're very aggressive on the bases. So, they're going to take any advantage of you if you can. But they can. So, that's going to be a next pitch. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So, and the pitch. Going to be hit right back to her. It's going to be a 1-3 outs. And that's going to do it. That's going to do it for the Bulldogs in the first inning, bottom of the first inning. And we're headed on to the second inning. And right now, for Ithaca, no runs, no hits, no errors on 12 pitches. Columbus Catholic due up is Izzy Holtz, Kasperman, and A. Wojcik. Think about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. They specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let their world wide exposure, and their local expertise, conveniently office located, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Your friends in real estate, 647-6145. WCCU Credit Union is one of your stops for your home and car, and your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Caston, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUcreditUnion.coop. Remember, NCUA, helping you build a better life. And we're back. We're ready to bring you the top of number two with the throwdown from Holly King. All right, and we're set to go. Next batting is Izzy Holt. She's going to regain her batting from the last inning where the second base was thrown out. All right. First batter of the inning for Columbus Catholic. J.C. Maxwell ready. Ready to deliver, waiting on the umpire to say play, and here we go. And the pitch. Going to be a strike call. Nice pitch. So, beautiful day here. Columbus Catholic leading 1-0 in inning number 2. And the pitch. And it's going to be a bounce out of play. Foul ball. Going to be no balls and 2 strikes. Casey Lanswell makes her place back to the mound. Izzy Holt makes her place into the box. A lot of chattering here from the Bulldog side. But it takes a while. It takes them an inning or so to get ready. I know it. And with the pitcher they're facing, it could be a little trouble in the first couple innings, but they'll get it figured out. And the pitch. Going to be a ball high. Nice placement of the pitch. A little high. You don't want to give her something to smack at it. 0-2. Now it's 1-2. On Izzy Holtz from Columbus Catholic. JC with the pitch. And in the dirt. Going to be 2-2. First batter of the inning. So. And now, there's a lot of pitchers that take their time, and there's some that don't take their time. First pitch.
That looked good. That looked good.
No, it looked like it was called ball. So 3-2 for J.C. Maxwell and the Bulldogs. And the pitch. There you go. Swing on this. It's out number 1. The 7th batter in the lineup, number 4, Callie Bell. Right. JC on the mound, getting ready to go. 1-0 Catholic. And the pitch. A little low. Going to call the ball. 1-0. So, infield set. Ariana Lewis is setting at shortstop. Alyssa Muller at first base. And the pitch is a little high. 2-0. Holly King is catcher. Emma Hilby playing third, and Kaylee Newkirk playing short. Alyssa Marla at first. Jaden Bowen in right field, and the pitch.
There you go, Jay.
Called a strike. 2-0. Maley Plimer is out in center field, and Kelsa Coleman is out in left field. 2-0. And the pitch. Nope, going to be called a ball. 3-1. What a heavenly. So when Columbus Catholic is on base, they are very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. So, they just both take their time. And the pitch coming. Here it is. Going to be 4. All right. Now batting for Columbus Catholic Dons, number 21, Ashley Wheeler. Runner at first. With 1 out. And that's a strike. Called strike. Holly King is in charge of this infield, and she lets them know what's going on almost every pitch. Very impressive from that little lady. They're looking for a ground ball. They're going to get two. Now it's a bunt and fair ball. Throw to first. Out. Executed punchline there. Now the runners are still in position. So.
Nice job, Holly. All right, girls.
And now the pitch. Number 10's at bat. Bell sitting at first base, or second base. A little high, and now they're going to take third. With the throw coming down, and she's in there safely. Kaylee Lingford, now batting for Columbus Catholic. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at third base. Two outs. Second inning, two balls. I'm looking for a, nope, going to be high. Three balls, no strikes. On Kaylee Lingford. This is the one you want to get if you're at the dugout. The last one in the lineup. And the pitch.
Nice pitch.
She faked the bunt and then called strike. Three balls, one strike. Two outs. Columbus up 1-0. Going to run on a crazy hit in the first inning. A swing and a miss. It's now full count. Three balls, two strikes. Columbus Catholic up 1-0. And here comes the pitch from Casey Maxwell. And the pitch. A little high. And they call ball. And return to the lineup. It's going to be Caitlin Castleton. She is 0-for-1 today. She grounded out to shortstop last inning. Well, last at bat. So here we go. We got a runner at first and third. Two outs. Number one hitter in the lineup up the bat. The draw in this building and the pitch. And a hit to Ariana Lewis to first and an out. So that's a pretty good inning from the Bulldogs, keeping them out of the plate. All right, well, Columbus Catholic has no errors, no runs on no hits, no errors on 20 pitches. Due up now is Coleman, Newkirk, and Hilby for the Bulldogs. Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection to locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season. Thank you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business thriving in the area for 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. The look for Christmas, look for their Christmas season retail outlets through the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Richland Electric Cooperative was formed to enhance the quality of our life in our area. This often means working with community organizations to assist them in accomplishing mutual goals. Richland Area Cooperative continually works to be one of the greatest values in the communities it serves by delivering products, services, and technology with integrity. Stop by Richland Electric Cooperative today for more information. Richland Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. All right, we're back here. Back in, now we're going to the bottom of the half inning of number two, Columbus Catholic up 1-0. Kelsey Coleman at the plate, and the pitch, and it's going to make the way all the way to center field to get her stop.
Let's go!
She was on the first pitch that came in, and she's now at first base. All right, now coming to bat is Kaylee Newkirk, number 5 for the Bulldogs.
Let's go, Kaylee, you got it!
She's batting 5th out of 9 in the lineup. All right, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. appreciate
right,
you going over the pitcher. She's very active. Not very fast, but she's active. She's very deadly there. So here's the pitch. We're going to get a pop-up right to her. And that's a fly up to number one.
All right, I'm out. Let's go.
All right, Emma Hilby now. Now at the plate. Playing third base. All right, here we go. Pitcher spot. Spot, and now the pitcher sets. Here's the pitch. And a nice hit to left field. And caught, she dropped it. She's dropped it. And it drove one to left field. The left fielder had it and just dropped it. I mean, she just dropped it.
Let's go, Mel!
Maylee Plumer at the plate. Called strike. Coleman and Hilby at the... Coleman at second base and Hilby at